In what the team described as a scrappy game, the traveling Sudbury Wolves dropped their October 14 match against the Peterborough Petes 5-3. The game saw Quentin Musty and Evan Kanyon each pick up their first OL goals, while Nathan Ribau notched his first of the season. And while those goals were certainly helpful, the 24 minutes in penalties the pack picked up certainly weren't. The Wolves barraged Pete's netminder Ty Austin in the first period, slamming him with 5 shots in just over a minute, until Kanyon's tip redirected the puck under Austin's arm to put Sudbury ahead 1-0. Wolves goalie Mitchell Weeks turned aside all 8 shots he faced in the first. The Petes quickly responded in the second frame, notching a goal 22 seconds into the period to tie the score up 1-1. That's when things started to get physical as both teams delivered hits to gain momentum and players battled for every inch of the ice. Petes goalie Austin was injured by a stray stick and he headed straight to the locker room for the rest of the game. For the next 6 minutes, the clubs traded chances until Sudbury defender Nathan Ribau scored his first goal of the season. Ribau grabbed the puck high in the slot, slid toward the right circle and fired a snapshot that dribbled past the goal line to give the Wolves the 2-1 lead. That lead wouldn't last though. With Sudbury on the power play, Peterborough evened up the score once again. Quentin Musty came through for the pack late in the period though, with Nick DeGrazia on the assist, to give the Wolves back the lead, 3-2. The Petes would tie it up again about a minute later to head into the third. After Wolves defender Andre Anania went toe-to-toe with the Pete Samuel Mayer, Anania went to the box with a match penalty. Then, the Wolves picked up a tripping penalty on the ensuring power play to give Peterborough a 5-on-3 advantage. The Petes capitalized and took the lead, 4-3. The pack fought hard to try to even it up, but Peterborough was able to nab an insurance goal with an empty netter late in the third to give them the 5-3 win. Tonight, the Wolves travel to Kingston to take on the Frontenacs. Then they travel to Ottawa on Sunday to take on the 67s.